All right, I'd like to call to order the meeting of the Goleta Planning Commission for Monday, May 11th, and if you could all stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. So let's go roll call.
Chair Onan.
Here.
Vice Chair Jenkins. Commissioner Daniels.
Present.
Commissioner Fuller.
Present.
Commissioner Maynard.
Present.
Thank you.
All right. So with the roll call, public forum, and this is an opportunity for the public to speak on issues not on tonight's agenda, so you have an opportunity to speak. I have no speaker slips. Anyone from the public looking to use the public forum? Not seeing any, we'll close the public forum, and we'll move on to our normal agenda. Do we have any adjustments or changes on this agenda tonight? No adjustments or amendments. So, Madam Secretary, could we look at item A1? What is the reading of that agenda item?
Item A1 is the Planning Commission minutes for the Planning Commission meeting of April 27th, 2015.
All right. Before the commission approval of those minutes, any changes?
I would like to make a motion to approve, please.
We have a first.
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion?
Aye.
Seeing no Sorry. Discussion, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? I think that was unanimous, 4-0. All right. So we move on to our discussion agenda. And Madam Clerk, if you could read that for us.
Item B1 is the general plan conformance findings for the capital improvement program fiscal year 2015 to 2016.
All right. And who is going to be leading our discussion tonight?
Good evening, Chair Onan and Commissioners. The capital improvement program addresses the city's infrastructure and in its needs for the existing and future growth that's identified in our general plan. So it's a strategic and plan. It's a budgeting plan that is set for the upcoming year. And it's outlining specific projects over time. So whatever phase that project's in, is established in the CIP, so excuse me if I use that acronym, and then the dollar amounts are built into that, and then that's just part of our budget. The government code under section 65401 requires that the Planning Commission review the list of capital improvement programs and make sure that that list conforms with the general plan. So that list isn't going off on some tangent. As you know, our general plan is supposed to look out 30 years or approximately 30 years and has a vision for the growth of the city. And so your job tonight is to take a look at next year's list and make sure that that we're in line with our general plan. So what we gave you in your packet is a resolution and then an exhibit to that resolution that lists out the capital improvement programs and then gives you a little bit more information about it, just what environmental phase it's in or what environmental document it has and then where it's at in the process. And then it also lists out the policies that staff feels are consistent with the general plan. So this is a collaborative work between planning and public works, so you'll see in our audience, we've got planners and we've got engineers from both departments because this is what we do. And then after you take action tonight, then this item with the resolution goes to the City Council. They must have this before you before they can adopt our budget, and we're required to adopt our budget before July 1st. So let's see if I covered everything up there. I think so. So this year, I'm doing the presentation a little bit differently. In previous years, we kind of just gone down the list. This time, we kind of broke them out, focusing on, of course, just the projects that are in our upcoming year's CIP. The exhibit includes some future projects, which we add to when we know that they've been we've been instructed to put them in a queue, or there's other things that are out there simmering that we haven't yet put on. But just to, you know, kind of give you some context, and that exhibit also includes completed projects, also to give you context. But the focus is this upcoming year's CIP. So we broke it up into, okay, what's under construction now? And I should introduce, to my left is Rosemarie Gaglione. She's a public works director. And so obviously, I'm not going to really talk too much about the projects themselves, because that's what she does. But as these projects relate to the general plan, that's why I'm here. So she can give you a little bit of background on each one of these projects, and then I can talk about the general plan, and then you are free to ask questions along the way. I have a general plan here if anyone needs it, and I have the government code. All right, so I don't, let me see if I can capture this. So the Los Carneros Overhead Bridge, it goes over the Union Pacific Railroad, and that's been done to replace the structurally deficient structure, and then also to increase the capacity with adding lanes. How did I do?
You did pretty good. One other thing that's important on this is we worked really hard with the bicycle community to redo the bike lanes. And what we have is, because at the time that normally we have this dedicated right turn lane, so normally bicyclists go to the left of a right turn lane. Well, in this case, you have a vertical curve, and you get some of us who would ride the bike up there, we'd be huffing and puffing and doing this kind of thing. So we've allowed for the weaker cyclists to go off to the right and give them a place that they can go up and then push a button and get a green light to go ahead and cross the ramp. This project, there's still some work being done underneath. There's some irrigation work being done. The rail needs to go up, and we still need to paint the green bike lanes. But this will have the green bike lanes. So that was a key that we worked very hard to work something out with Caltrans to get that design change on the bike lanes.
And as you can see, if you took the time to look at our general plan maps, even they were pretty specific about this bridge and the widening, because the widening is needed to accommodate the growth in the general plan. So since our general plan is relatively fresh, most of these projects were, that's why we're very pretty specific in there about these projects. So I think it's pretty clear that this project's included in the general plan. So we have the Las Vegas and San Pedro culvert replacement projects, and there are several policies in our conservation element and other elements that allow for culvert replacements, especially for road crossings. So anyway, with you can see with these culverts, the replacement projects that are in the design phase.
Actually, these are in construction right now.
Construction.
And they are replacing the culvert that carries San Pedro Creek and Las Vegas Creek under the 101. They're replacing those with bridges so they can increase the capacity. So it's going from a 10-year capacity to a 25-year capacity, which doesn't mean it's just 25% of a 100-year storm. It's really like 67% of a 100-year storm, because it's a little more logarithmic. And so they're in construction now, and also another contractor is replacing the railroad bridges downstream. So that's the reason for the, you see the ramp closures at Fairview, and that's probably another year away from completion.
So the Hollister frontage improvements, I'm sure everybody's seen the construction across the street from the marketplace. Some of that construction is in the public right-of-way, and it's for pedestrian circulation. And so we include in our capital improvement programs, even if it's a project that we're requiring that a developer fund, a big part of our transportation element is to connect our sidewalks and bike lanes so that pedestrian circulation is highlighted. And so that's why this project is in our capital improvement program. I don't know if you want to.
Yeah, that's good.
Bought a new concrete.
Yeah, it was a dirt before, so it should be a lot better for people walking up and down that side of the road. So those were, you know, those are the big capital improvement projects that are under construction. We have a lot of projects in the design phase, a lot. We're highlighting kind of the big ones, and I'm going to let Rosemary talk about the Hollister Avenue redesign. I mean, you can see that in our general plan, there's one policy that's very specific to this project. So, but I think you might want to hear from her about where we're at with this project.
Yes, well, we were able to secure a Complete Streets grant, a Tiger grant, to look at a Complete Streets. And when, as people came forward and saying, well, we'd like to see a two-lane Hollister, something more pedestrian-friendly and bicycle-friendly, you have to look at the big picture. So you have to look at, if you take that traffic off of Hollister, where does it go? Who does it impact? Because that's a whole CEQA analysis that has to be done. So we're going to start with the preliminary engineering. Excuse me, I touched something I shouldn't have. We're going to start with preliminary engineering to determine how far out those impacts would go. So likely we know that Fairview and Hollister would be impacted, the Fairview interchange, Patterson interchange, 217 could be impacted if we didn't pull traffic off. So we need to find out what are all the things that would need to happen. Then the next phase of this, well, we're also going to have a lot of public outreach. And then after that, beginning work on a programmatic EIR that would look at the impacts and what has to be done from that standpoint. Then what we would like to do is then have in place, you know, it's kind of like a specific plan of sorts for the area. And as things happen, that will have to be taken into account by new development or by the city. And should there be a major earthquake where an interchange is damaged, that interchange should be rebuilt to conform with this plan. So while it may take time to get there, we'll never get there if we don't start at the beginning. So that's what this is.
Are we looking at number 17? I'm sorry.
Pardon?
Are we looking at number 17 in your matrix? Is that the Hollister? And it says Hollister and Stork. I'm looking at that as both of them, not necessarily the intersection. It's page 14, big 14. That's all we have today is the one number.
It's the fourth row from the bottom.
Oh, you're talking about I-7?
Oh, is that what that is? Okay.
No, that's not. What we're looking at here is area between Fairview and 217 on Hollister, so through Old Town.
Okay, I apologize.
Chair Owen, could I clarify? So this is number 9001 on page 11.
Does that answer your question, Commissioner Daniels? Are you flipping the pages? It's the very first capital improvement program.
Yes, thank you.
So the Equifowler extension, we're now in the permitting process. We have a couple of lesser permits to obtain and then Coastal Commission. And this will go to construction in fiscal year 16-17. This could have gone to construction in 15-16, except that we are replacing the Hollister Avenue Bridge over San Jose Creek, and that will take till 16-17 to be ready to go. And we wanted to combine the projects so that we would only inconvenience the public once.
And again, you can see in our general plan, there's very specific policies that even have titles that are specific to these projects, as well as fire station number 10 We have one policy in our public facilities element, and also that's identifying the need for a new fire station in Western Goleta. And so we have a project now that's in our CIP. We've acquired property, and we've done some environmental analysis, and now we're looking at design of a fire station out in Western Goleta.
Cathedral Oaks landscaping enhancements. These were monies that were obtained when we were doing the Cathedral Oaks overcrossing. The monies originally were to be combined with some of the money the Caltrans was using to do the landscaping, and they actually forgot to include them. So we still have the monies. They did the landscaping, but we still have the monies to go ahead and do some enhancements. So as you can see, we're looking to beautify the area. We have the new intersection with Kyriel and Cathedral Oaks, and with Hollister and Cathedral Oaks, that we can go ahead and do some more intensive landscaping. And we see this as a gateway project. And this we're designing it now. It could go to construction in 15-16, but due to the drought, we're going to have it as a shelf-ready project. A lot of it will be watered with recycled water, but for some areas that might not be able to be, we don't want to try turning on water at this time.
So the visual and historic resources element and the transportation element were connected. So that's why you'll see some of these policies and the visual element that connect to these scenic corridors and enhancing the landscaping, because that was part of the intent, was to improve the scenic entryways into the city.
Hollister Avenue Bridge replacement, as I mentioned, this is the bridge that is over San Jose Creek. The bridge was deemed to be structurally deficient, and since now we have the channel downstream about 4,000 feet will carry a 100-year storm, and the bridge to the north will carry a 100-year storm. This then became a bottleneck, and we were able to get it declared functionally obsolete. So we're getting the bridge replaced and the channel, the rest of the channel completed, and we're having that 88.5% paid for by Highway Bridge Program money.
Most people are aware of the Old Town Park project. That's a capital improvement project, of course. There's in our open space element identifies the need for more active parks in our Old Town area, and it has a symbol for that need on a map, and it includes some detail about that need in one particular policy. So that's why it says that OS6, the public park system plan. So that's the intent of this project, is to implement that policy.
Hollister Class 1 bikeway, this we're really excited about. This will go ahead and install a Class 1 facility from just before Pacific Oaks all the way out to Elwood Elementary School. We've had two different public workshops on the project, a lot of interest. You can see that all those neighborhoods to the south there have people who would love to either ride to school or otherwise go down Hollister Avenue, and the Class 1 facility will give them a safe place to do that and make it more enjoyable, not riding alongside cars. We will go to construction late summer, early fall, and most of this is mostly all paid for by grant money.
I wouldn't even talk about the general plan when it comes to the bikeways, because the map's very straightforward about where we need our Class 1 improvements. And the same thing with our pedestrian circulation, which is what this project's all about.
Yeah, the Hollister Avenue Crosswalk enhancements. In front of the Goleta Valley Community Center, we're going to install a Hawk system. And this is grant-funded Highway Safety Improvement Program money. We will be installing rectangular rapid flashing beacons at Orange, especially since, you know, for people going westbound, they come down Hollister and they see this, you know, all lit up Hawk signal. We want to make sure that Orange stands out just as much as they drive by. And then later we'll be doing Chapel Street. So this will go into construction this summer.
So the Elwood Trails and Restoration Design Project has been approved by the Planning Commission. Now we're just doing some final details for the Coastal Commission, since it's in the coastal zone. We need permits from them. So we're hopeful to be getting a coastal development permit soon, and then we'll move on to implementing that project. That project is very specific in our general plan. It's for the Anza Trail and the California Coastal Trail, which the design of was paid for completely by a grant, because we do have it in our general plan, which enables us to get all these grants. And the Trails Council was the work with the city because they could leverage the funds better. So anyway, we're nearing a place where, you know, where we get start cobbling money together for funding the actual construction.
The Lake Los Carneros aeration project, we're designing it, but it's on hold at the moment. With the drought, the lake has got to a place where if we aerate, we're actually doing more damage, because we're stirring things up and making it worse. So until we get back to something normal in the way of lake levels, this project won't be installed. The 101 overcrossing near Elwood Station Road, we're applying for grant funds, and we intend to kick off construction and our design again in this fiscal year, coming fiscal year.
And again, our general plan and the maps are pretty specific about needing this overcrossing to support the build out. So when we ran our traffic model, we included looking at also this overcrossing to support build out. So we're moving forward with this project. So there's a big list up here on the screen of additional projects in the design phase. I wasn't going to spend a lot of time on them. If you have questions, we're happy to talk about them. The information is in the exhibit to the resolution in your staff report about the connections for each one of these to the general plan. A lot of them are the same policies that we've just talked about. So feel free to ask questions, or I don't know, Rosemary, if you want to talk about any of these in particular.
No, I would just say that of these, you know, Evergreen will be built this summer. The Hollister Cannon Green traffic signal is going to go in with the Hollister Class 1 bike lane. Ward Memorial should go in late summer. The path lighting, the Boys and Girls Club and GVCC is this summer, as well as the Hollister Avenue Super Sharrows, speed radar signs, and the Hollister to 101 southbound ramp, widening of Stork from Hollister to the 101 ramps will also be happening soon.
Okay. So then the rest of the list, well, not the rest of the list, but is a preliminary design and engineering, so the more conceptual stuff. And we had broke that out into a series of two slides, and hopefully you can read that from here or in your handout, where we connected the projects with the general plan policies for the same thing. And I'm not sure if you want explanations and Rosemary to give you a status of those projects, or if you want to just move on. So it's really kind of up to you as to how far detail we have. So it's this list and this list.
Yeah, I think we'll let the commission come back and see if they have any specific questions, but otherwise that review is fine.
Okay. And we have some ongoing capital improvement projects and then some maintenance projects that are included in the list. One is the beach hazards removal. We did most of it with the State Lands Commission last year and a couple years prior to that. There are a few remnants that couldn't be removed because some of it was because we didn't know it was there and the state didn't want to touch it because they weren't sure what it was, because it's normally buried by sand, which it is now. But we were able to get coordinates for those remaining hazards so that we know exactly where they are. And the state's looking into exactly what it is so that we can work together to remove those final pieces. And then some of it's also some final seawall that was still intact that the state didn't want to remove because it wasn't quite included in the permit. So that, anyway, so those are the remaining hazards that we're seeking permitting for, and then the state will help implement this and finally end the decades of the 1920s and 30s of the oil era, or at least most of it, and we'll have some pretty clean beaches in Goleta. And all this, there's some other ongoing CIPs. It's the docent program, which is some butterfly mitigation funds, and then the well abandonment on restoration. So these are mostly all Elwood projects of trail maintenance and trail connections and sign protections, and then ultimately we'll have some habitat management in the groves for both the butterflies and the natural resources, and also for fire prevention. So that's, you know, some heady work that we're trying to put these things that sometimes aren't very well married, fire protection and habitat, and figure out a good project description that can work. So anyway, I just wanted to give you that context that we have a lot of projects on Elwood. The wells have been abandoned, by the way, the old wells that were not abandoned correctly in the 40s and 50s. Now we're just in restoration, so we'll be finishing up that.
Ms. Wells, completely curiosity here, but I'm wondering, what is butterfly mitigation? Is it the eucalyptus trees and all the types of natural shrubbery that attracts butterflies? Just a little information for me, please.
Sure. I'd be happy to give you that. That just happens to be the name of the program, of the project. But the specifics on the project are earmarked for education, signage, improving the habitat, so limbing the trees that are leaning on other trees that could cause a series of collapse of the trees that are important for the aggregating monarchs in the winter. To pay for arborists to go out and assess pests, which Public Works has done, and to get rid of the invasive species that are limiting flyways for the butterflies, for example, and things like that. So that's a fund that's used annually for different purposes.
Okay, thank you. I have a better understanding of that now. Thank you.
Okay.
That brings us
to the end.
That brings us to the end. So we have the recommendation is that you adopt the resolution that's attached to your staff report, and then we'll bring it to the city council with the budget.
Okay. So normally we just go to some questions to staff if the commission had individual questions. I'd like to just see if we have any public speaker and have that come in, and then we'll go back to the commission. Are there any speaker slips to speak to this item?
No, Chair Onan, not at this time.
Okay, so having given the public an opportunity to speak on that, and there were none, let's come back to the commission and see what specifically you'd like to review, questions or concerns. Anybody like to lead off?
Chair, just real quick, I am very happy about the comprehensive matrix that is in the attachment today, and appreciate all the information. That's a lot of information. I'm happy with the application.
Okay, Commissioner Maynard, throw you to the wolves here.
I actually just wanted to say that I'm incredibly impressed at the amount of work that the staff has been doing and has planned to do over the next year. Very excited to see the dedication to pedestrian and bikeways. And it really looks like you've got some wonderful projects coming forward.
All right. Any other comments? Mr. Jenkins.
Yes. Mr. Chair, first of all, I apologize for my tardiness. I was involved in a volunteer project with the Forest Service and completely lost track of time, so apologize for that. Two questions. One on page 8 regarding the Elwood Trails restoration design. You had mentioned that had been approved by the commission?
That's correct.
Okay, great. That was before my time. So I'm just kind of curious, just a synopsis of what is the essence of the work being done? Are we putting in plank walks? Are we doing signage? Are we just enhancing the trails that are there? What's kind of the summary of what's going on there?
Well, what's on this map is showing existing trails mm-hmm. and then two existing beach access points. And that's from our general plan.
Okay.
And so it's basically enhancing and improving, but not putting in any kind of permanent, so it'll keep the native material. But it'll get a better crossing over Devereaux Creek, and then there's gullies that need better crossings. So that's really the essence of the project, and then getting people safely down to the beach. Mm-hmm. And hopefully, because it's the coastal trail and the Juan Bautista de Anza trail, that will tie in with the kind of that statewide trail system. So that's the vision for the general plan policies, and then it's the vision for the project. Mm-hmm. And there's also a website under Project Goleta for this particular project. Then there's also a page under the cityofgoleta.org.
Okay, thank you. And then on Lake Los Carneros aeration project, I'm just curious as to what's entailed with that. Is that like you're aerating an aquarium and you're providing saturation of oxygen for aquatic life? Is that what we're doing?
Yes.
Okay.
That's exactly what it is. It was recommended years ago in the Lake Los Carneros management plan. It's a dam, basically, so you don't get that
Correct.
Inflow and outflow of
right.
water. And so it requires aeration every now and then, and we bring in a compressor and do that.
Interesting. Okay. Thank you very much.
Mr. Fuller?
Good.
All right. Any other questions? Comments? I'll just make one. I think this is the first time I saw a CIP where the folks from Phelps Road Extension haven't been here. So I guess they'll come out for the city council meeting. It's still on our CIP plan. And I also noticed that the Civic Center has a place in the CIP, which phase one, so we're in preliminary engineering. When was that added to the CIP?
That was added officially on your list this year. So there's been exploration. An architectural firm was selected, and some conceptual layouts were presented. There was a public workshop, and there was recently, I think was a Tuesday, Monday or Tuesday, was a workshop with the council showing them some of those layouts and some cost estimates. And so this will this will be coming to council at some point. I'm not sure.
I believe it's the next meeting. The previous council meeting was a subcommittee.
Okay.
But they are looking at what options does council want in this first phase, because it's a rather large and intense project.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's all my comments. So, commissioners, if you will, we can entertain a motion. Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Daniels.
Just curious again. Staff, you mentioned architect was working on the project. Does he have a name or she have a name? What's the name of the
firm?
Architect firm?
R&T?
Yeah, I think it's R&T.
Are they up in San Luis?
I think they're out of Ventura.
Ventura?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
You mentioned the Civic Center, and I failed to find that here, but is that similar or different to the community center?
Both. It's similar and it's different.
Okay.
So it's looking at where a new city hall would be and how our new city hall will work with the existing community center. And how we will deal with the existing uses that are there and make sure that those uses remain. The city recognizes the importance of the services that are provided through the community center, and we don't want to wipe those out.
Mm-hmm.
So trying to find a way to balance all of the needs.
Okay. Is that a process that is involving the board of the community center? And I'm just curious as to this, the progress and how that happens. Is it just something, does the city already own that property?
Yes.
Okay, all right, so it's not a taking by any means.
No.
Okay, so it's perhaps a new management, a new general plan for that property.
I don't believe they're at that point with a community center board itself. Right now, they're looking at the entire site and how it should function. I think further decisions with the board and how the community center itself will be renovated and work from the future plans will be dealt with at a later date.
Okay.
If I may?
Yes, yeah. Mr. Fuller.
There were three or four design presentations and meetings with citizens. I attended at least two of them, and so there was a lot of vetting with the community over it. It was good. Didn't realize it was all the way up to the city council for design, but I'll have to attend. Thank you.
All right, so anyone want to put a motion on the table?
Mr. Chair, I would move to adopt Resolution 15, next in line, entitled a resolution of the Planning Commission of the City of Goleta, California, finding the fiscal year 2015-2016 capital improvement program is in conformance with the Goleta General Plan, Coastal Land Use Plan, pursuant to Section 65401 of the Government Code.
Second.
All right. We have a first and a second. Any discussion? No? All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. That sounded unanimous. I was going to call for opposed or abstaining, but it looks like unanimous. All right. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Continuing on our agenda, we're going to the director's report.
Thank you. I don't have much to report tonight. I would like to say that the city did submit a letter with a rather long letter with the comments on the notice of preparation for the CHP facility that was submitted on the original due date. However, the state has extended that date till June 1st if people are still interested in submitting comments. The comments are, I need to just clarify for the public who might be watching tonight, this is a notice of preparation for an environmental impact report. So these comments are what we would like the state to study within that environmental impact report. We're not actually commenting on the environmental impact report at this time. We will have another opportunity to do that when they circulate it for public review, more than likely in the fall, late fall time. But they will send out a notice. It will be a more detailed notice than the NOP notice, and we will also make sure that word gets out once it's available and on the street. We have gotten a number of individuals who have read the letter that was submitted. We're working with our public information officer to make sure that that's available to the public as well. And I know a number of other folks in the community are sending their own letters to the state as well, and we've seen copies of those too. So it'll be an interesting process, no matter what. Also, at the last meeting, the commission asked for a schedule through the summer, at least through August. I actually have one through September. So I'll go ahead and pass that out. We are canceling meetings in June, first meeting in June, the first meeting in July, and then the first meeting in September.
First meeting in September. Both meetings in August will occur?
That is the plan as of right now. There is an item that will be coming to Old Town Village, and we expect to come to the commission either the 27th or the 10th of August. And so that is the only space that's why we left the 10th open. Otherwise, we were going to cancel it. But we don't want to delay it till the 24th if it is ready for processing or evaluation by the commission.
And which one again was that?
Old Town Village at the Page site.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What else from the director this evening?
That's all I have tonight.
That's all?
Yes.
Okay.
Unless the commissioners have questions. Yes.
Go ahead.
Thank you so much for the very extensive letter that you wrote to the state. I think you captured the feedback from the public very well. And I did want to ask one question. Could you talk just a little bit more about how we've let the public know about the extension to June 1st for comments?
Our public information officer has utilized social media to get the word out. We don't have an official notice on our website, but we are working to put that up. There was also an article in NewsHawk, and word, I believe, has also gone out on EdHat as well, that the date has been extended.
One more follow-up question. I know there was an issue with the documentation not being at the Goleta Library. Do you know if that's been resolved?
Well, the original NOP notice, and we informed the state that it was not there, and we had sent over, I'm not sure if we sent over the notice ourselves, but we did distribute it amongst a number of individuals who were requesting it and made sure it was available. So.
Thank you very much for those efforts.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Other commissioner comments? Mr. Fuller? Mr. Jenkins? Mr. Daniel?
I see some students from UCSB. Is that correct? Was it Paul Wack or Bob Wilkinson that told you have to come?
Paul.
Paul? Okay. Can you make sure to have yourself say hi to Paul from Brett, please? Okay. Nice seeing you. Hope you learned something.
All right. Was that it from you, Mr. Daniels?
Yes, Chair. Thank you very much.
I'll just second your comments, Commissioner Maynard, on the letter. You did get everything in there that we heard during that meeting and some of the written comments that also were received. So nicely done. Obviously, there's a lot of interest in it in the public.
Absolutely. Well, it's a interesting site that has been selected, and there's a lot of concern about potential impacts from such a development. I do have to say that Lisa Prossy was the main author on our letter. She's here, so I just wanted to call her out for that. I hate getting the credit for something that she put in so much effort on, and we appreciate her. So thank you.
Well, we knew it was going to be a long letter at the end of that meeting. So well done. Thank you. So without that, that was Planning Commissioner comments. I think that takes us to the end of our agenda. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Adjourn, please. Motion to adjourn.
A second.
A motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 In favor say aye. Aye.